Blog Talk Radio.
Is going on. It is the Greg Squirrel Show on the air. I am your host, Greg Squirrel. We're doing a special episode tonight. Everybody's been talking about the state of the Arkansas Razorback football program. The best I can say to do is let's talk about it. Here on the Greg Squirrel Show tonight. So, phone lines are open. If you want to call in, talk about this with me, 914-205-5448. Once again, 914-205-5448. And I'm putting it on Facebook right now. We are talking Arkansas Razorback football program. Call in. So I'm putting that on Facebook right now. There's a lot of stuff going on with the athletic program. All of it's not good. All of it's not bad. But there's a lot of fingers that can be pointed in different directions. We can talk about the athletic director. We can talk about the football coach. So feel free to call in, 914-205-5448. Where do we start? I know where we could start. We could go back 11 years, if not, or whenever it was. We brought in a new athletic director, an athletic director that was forced on us, and that's the basic truth. I have talked to reliable sources. Jeff Long was forced on the University of Arkansas, boys and girls. Let's be real about this. If you're out there listening, let's be real about Jeff Long. 914-205-5448. Jeff Long was forced on the University of Arkansas. The man who wanted to be athletic director, who was begging to be athletic director, Chancellor John White, who was the chancellor at the University of Arkansas, who did the hiring of the new athletic director, would not even interview Terry Don Phillips. 914-205-5448. I hope somebody calls in. Let's talk about this. Whether you agree with me or don't disagree with me, that's fine. But now, let's discuss history. When Terry Don Phillips was the associate athletic director under Frank Broyles, Terry Don Phillips decided to step away and be a successful athletic director. So Terry Don Phillips goes to Oklahoma State, makes massive improvements to their facilities. He brings in some decent coaches, including current coach, Mike Gundy. Yes, he was hired by Terry Don Phillips. Then Terry Don Phillips get the timeline. It was either before Terry Don Phillips went to Clemson, or it might have been after Terry Don Phillips went to Clemson. But everybody knows around 2011, Jeff Long was hired as the new athletic director at Arkansas. Terry Don Phillips wanted that job. Terry Don Phillips was practically begging to be the new athletic director at Arkansas. But John White said he would not hire a former athlete to be the athletic director at the University of Arkansas. Now, we could fast forward. Terry Don Phillips ends up at Clemson. Terry Don Phillips hires Dabo Swinney. So tell me, folks, who came out on the better end of this deal? University of Arkansas got a $160 million hole in the north end zone that wasn't needed, that $60 million over budget. University of Clemson, under Terry Don Phillips, who has since retired, but he did hire Dabo Swinney to be the football coach at Clemson. They got a national championship. So you tell me who came out on the better end of the deal. People, you know, everybody says Jeff Long is such a good AD, then why do we have a $160 million hole in the north end zone that's already million over budget? I'm sorry, to me, that is not a good athletic director. Donations are down. Long time Razorback fans are not renewing their tickets. Not only are they unhappy with Jeff Long, yes, they may be unhappy with the current football situation. But let's be real about this, folks. If you want to lay blame on the state of the current University of Arkansas, all you got to do is go look in the Broyles Foundation or wherever the hell their offices are now. There's your problem. Now, everybody wants to sit back and say, well, why, you know, he's boosted us into the top 10, top 15. But the fact is, Jeff Long, and I hope he's listening, I don't care. I will tell him to his face, he does not get a damn, pardon my language, Jeff Long does not give a damn about the fans. All he cares about is that piece of black piece, that piece of leather in his back wallet pocket that holds his checks. He is all about money. That's why we're building a new north end zone, so he can get more of his white-collar buddy. They've already had to lower prices on the seats in the new north end zone because they can't sell them. So what does that tell you? Come on, people. Call in. 914-205-5448. You know, and I'm going to go out right now. I support Coach Bielema. He hasn't done the smartest thing some of the time, but I still like to think that there's still some hope. People talk about Arkansas being a mediocre football program. Well, if you can't, I don't care how good the coach is doing, how bad the coach is doing. If you keep firing your coach every 5 years, you're going to stay mediocre. Unless he's the next coming of Nick Saban. Yeah, I said it. Unless he is the next coming of Nick Saban, if you keep hiring or you keep firing your football coach after 5 years or less, then you're never going to get anywhere. Let's take a look at this example. Frank Beamer, one of the most legendary football coaches ever to walk the sideline. In his sixth year at Virginia Tech, they only won 2 games that year. But now we see, if we look through the record books until Coach Beamer retired a couple of seasons ago, what they accomplished. I feel that there's something. I get the feeling something happens about that go good at Arkansas, and it's not going to be because of Jeff Long. It's going to be what these coaches do. Baseball is set up for an awesome top three recruiting class for the next season. Basketball is poised to have one of their best seasons since the national championship. But let's make it clear, boys and girls, neither one of those coaches were Jeff Long. Jeff Long will take the credit. Yeah. But let's be real. 914-2. Let's talk about this. Where's my Hog fans? Yeah, I know it's late on a Thursday night. But the fact is this is something that needs to be talked about. So let's talk. Tired and fed up. I'm just as tired. But I'm not going to give up on our coaches. I'm a real Hog fan, boys and girls. Whether Arkansas's going good, whether Arkansas's doing bad, I'm still going to show support. And it has nothing to do with whether I enjoy mediocrity, because I don't. I want to be just as successful. I want the university to be successful too. But I'm going to support each and every coach that's here. I may not like them, but at least I'm going to support them. And that's what the real Hog fans need to be doing instead of bashing the coaches, bashing the players. We need to be supporting these guys. Do you think recruits are going to want to come here when they hear how we're bashing players and bashing coaches? Do you think players are going to want to come here? I don't think so. 914-205-5448. Phone lines are open. Whether you're Hognoxious, whether you're one of my family members, let's talk Razorback football. Let's talk about this. I don't care if we agree. I don't care if we don't agree. But let's talk about this. You know, there sure are a lot of people on the Razorback message boards. You would think they'd be wanting to talk about this. I'm putting this on a Razorback message board. And I hope some of these people call in. And I'll be glad to go over all this stuff again. You know, everybody, there's more people out there that dislike Jeff Long than like him. There's more people out there that want Jeff Long gone than you realize. Because he is a butt sore on this athletic program. Let's talk about merchandise. Hold on. Well, let's talk about ticket prices first, okay? Jeff Long has raised the ticket prices so high that your true Razorback blue-collar fans can't even afford to come to games. The husband, wife, two kids, when you tickets, motels, and food, depending on where they're from, you're looking at a minimum $500 per game. And that's for the cheap seat. So how is that being a good athletic director when you're alienating three-quarters of your fan base? Go figure. Let's talk about basketball. Trust me, folks, Mike Anderson was forced on Jeff Long, and I'm glad Mike Anderson was. I love Coach Mike to death. But trust me, there were some inside sources that said, Jeff Long, you hire Mike Anderson or you're gone. Okay. Let's talk about basketball. I've been going to Razorback basketball ever since the Barnhill days. I've been to multiple games up until the last couple of seasons. I still love the Hogs. I'll go to one or two games. But Jeff Long has killed the atmosphere in Bud Walton Arena. He had with it with, yeah, the new scoreboard is nice. The new little ribbon boards running around the ribbon, they're okay. But the overall atmosphere sucks. There's no intimidation factor. Whether Arkansas has a good team, whether Arkansas has a bad team. Let's be real about this. Jeff Long has sucked the intimidating atmosphere out of Bud Walton Arena. Jeff Long has tried to make an NBA atmosphere, and I'm sorry, people, that just don't translate to college basketball. I go to a basketball game. They got a DJ playing more music than the band is playing. because that's how the NBA does it. Like I said, folks, this isn't the NBA. What's this crap about making both teams come out of the same tunnel? That was a, you know, because Jeff Long wanted the visiting dressing rooms, a VIP lounge. They had a VIP lounge. Once again, Jeff Long sucking the intimidation factor out of Bud Walton Arena. It's embarrassing. I mean, I could not wait to go to a Razorback basketball game because of the atmosphere. No matter how the product was on the floor, we had the atmosphere. But once again, because our illustrious leader wants us to be like the NBA, you got disc jockeys and trivia contests. We want the band. We want cheerleaders. We don't want a DJ playing hip-hop rap crap. 914-205-5448. Let's talk licensing marketing. Okay, and I deal with this on a daily basis. Let's talk licensing. Forever, license and marketing was 10% fee. The fee was 10% licensing fee that a company or a manufacturer paid the university to make merchandise. As of January 1, that went to around 14-15%, even higher on certain products, ball caps, things like that. So let's look at the trickle-down effects. And let's not forget the fact that our illustrious licensing director is doing interviews for a store that he shouldn't have any part to do with. But that's another story for another day when I get better details on that. I just know what I saw on the news. So let's go back to this trickle-down effect. $5 to make a t-shirt, $3 for Gildan or Champion, whoever, to make a t-shirt. Well, then a t-shirt that used to cost a fan $15-$20 is now costing them almost $30 and $40 because your retailers have to increase their prices to stay in business. So how is that fair to the fans? And then you got Nike, who comes up with this brilliant idea that unless you're a chain store like Academy Sports, someplace like that, or unless you're a store directly associated with the university, Well, let's put this in. If you're a single store, mom and pop type organization, you can't get Nike merchandise. You know, I deal with people every day wanting replica football jerseys. Can't get them because Nike has an exclusive agreement that they are the only ones who can produce replica jerseys. And then Mike Harris, licensing marketing at the University of Arkansas, they dictate, well, you can sell to this store, but you can't sell to this store. Come on, let's be real, folks. That's not his job. His job is to make sure that the proper colors are used, the proper Razorback font lettering is used, and to make sure nobody's out there making bootleg merchandise. That is his sole job. It is not his job to tell you to charge this much, or even a vendor. It is not Bison Marketing's job to tell some store or some manufacturer like Champion, Adidas, Nike, whoever, well, you have to charge this much. That's not his job. His sole job is to make sure the right colors are used, the right font is used, and make sure there's nobody out there making bootleg merchandise. 914-205-5448. What do you want to talk about now? You know, I am very disappointed that nobody else out there wants to call in and talk about this. You know, I'm opening up the internet. My show can be heard around the world. And yet nobody wants to call in and talk about what's going on. Very disappointed. They're big keyboard warriors when it comes to talking in chat rooms and all that stuff. But yet, when it comes time to talk about it on the air, don't hear a word out of them. 914-205-5448. I'm putting the number on here one more time. We have got to get some people calling in on this. I know it's almost 11 o'clock at night, but people want to talk, so let's talk. 914-205-5448. You know, we do got some good coaches up here. Dave Van Horn, perfect example. Reloading and going again, even talking about expanding baseball stadium. But let's talk about the real deal here. Let's address the 1,000-pound gorilla in the room, or 500-pound gorilla, however hell much a gorilla makes. Let's talk about this. Come on, people, get on in here. Let's talk about this. We don't have to agree. 914-205-5448. I want to know your opinions. I want to know what you think can be done to make this program better. Was it smart giving Coach Bielema a big contract where it's going to cost $15 million to get rid of him if things go south? No. That's probably the stupidest thing done. But if you want a coach to stay around and give that coach half a chance to turn a football program around, then that's what needs to be done. 914-205-5448. We got about 25 minutes, so we still got plenty of time to talk about Razorback football. But it breaks my heart to hear how the people have turned on Coach Bielema when all he has done is try to the best of his ability to turn this football program around. Am I happy with it? No. Do I wish we had a different coach? I don't know. Do I think Coach Bielema has the potential to turn it around? Maybe. But once again, it goes back to what I said earlier, people. You keep changing coaches every 4, 5, 6 years, you're just going to stay wrestled in mediocrity. Until you give that coach a chance, and I know he's in his fifth year, I accept that. But I still feel something just down inside, and you know, maybe it's my total optimism here, but I still feel something big is around the corner, coming around the corner. So I want to know what the other people think. Where's all my chat room warriors? It's so big, so bad to go in all these chat rooms. I mean, I know there's got to be people awake around there with opinions and thoughts. So let's have a nice rousing conversation about this. 914-205-5448 is the phone line. But once again, like I mentioned earlier, you know, everybody wants to blame the fingers on the state of our athletic program. I think we have to go back to John White. Because trust me, the people out there who dislike Jeff Long, that's who you have to blame. Is John White. Because John White and Jeff Long were buddies. It's sad when 7, 8, 9-year-old, 10-year-old little kids, you ask them what they think about Jeff Long, and they look right at you and they say, he's not one of us. He's a Yankee. He's a suit. He's a wallet pattern, whatever you want to call it. Jeff Long's friend is not the fans. Jeff Long's friend is his wallet. That's all Jeff Long cares about. Come on, folks, call in. Let's talk about this. We still got about 20 minutes left in the show. I'm giving you open forum to talk about your grievances with this athletic program. We don't have to agree about it. We don't have to be hateful about it. But let's talk about it. I mean, yeah, I could probably sit here and talk about MMA and pro football. What LA just made a joke out of San Francisco tonight, Thursday night football. But that's not really what I'm wanting to talk about right now. You know, I could talk about my trips to Memphis, Tennessee, Friday, Atoka, Oklahoma, Saturday, doing ring announcing for two great MMA events. But that's not really what I want to talk about right now. I've had enough. I hear everybody flapping their gums, whether good or bad, about the football program. Well, let's come talk about it on this show. 914-205-5448. Everybody's talking about, oh, how they'd like to have Bobby Petrino back. Get it real. Oh, hell no. You want a coach that lies to your fans? He gets in trouble. And he lies to his boss and his fans about it? No, I don't want. We don't need that. You know, one thing Jeff Long said, and maybe I'm wrong, but maybe that's because I'm going to try to be an honest person, that Arkansas is not a win at all cost school. Yeah, we have players that screw up and get in trouble and do stupid stuff, but not compared to some schools like Ole Miss, where your coach is buying what did they call them, burner phones, or untraceable cell phones to illegally call recruits, so they wouldn't use their school-issued phones. You know, you got schools out there whose kids are, I'm not going to name names and point fingers, but there's schools out there whose parents said, you want my son to come play for you, it's going to cost you this much. You know, is that the kind of football program you want at the sake of winning? Football players going out and mugging somebody or beating up somebody, mugging somebody. Is that the kind of kids you want at the University of Arkansas for the sake of winning? Let's talk about this. 914-205-5448. Come on, people, what do you want? You go into these chat rooms and you talk about it. So let's talk about it on here. Excuse me. Just really kind of upset about this, and I just put that on my website that I can't believe nobody wants to call and talk about Razorback football. Well, I don't know what to say anymore. Unless somebody's willing to call in and talk to me, I just really don't know what to say anymore. We're coming up on 11:43. Got about 60 minutes left in the show. Where's everybody at? Yeah, I'm trying to bounce around here, see what else we can find going on. All right. About 15 minutes left in the show. 914-205-5448. Where's my callers at? You know, all these keyboard warriors, all big and mighty when they're sitting behind their keyboards. But yet when somebody calls them out to talk about it, they all silent. Crickets. I'm hearing crickets. Ooh, I'm calling people out now, boys and girls. Nice to have crickets to talk to when no one has the balls to call up and talk about Razorback football. Now, that comment may have made some people mad. That's fine. I mean, where's all the big mouths at? You know, you want to get on these Razorback chat rooms and all that stuff and talk about sports. But yet when somebody gives you an opportunity to talk live or to people around the world, silence. Just me and the crickets. We are going to be back on the air Monday night after a long minute, or Sunday night, 10 o'clock, after a long, exciting weekend. All kind of MMA fights going on. I may take a nap right now, boys and girls, because apparently nobody wants to call in and talk about Razorback athletics, but I promise you a beautiful full hour, so I'm going to give you a full hour. We got about 10 minutes left. I could be dead asleep by then. I already got my feet propped up. 914-205-5448. You may not like the fact that I don't like Jeff Long. And I don't care who knows I don't like Jeff Long. I don't care who knows I don't like Mike Harris. Mike Harris has been a pain in the butt to retail stores and merchandisers trying to put out good Razorback products. But do I care? No. I'm trying to stand up for the retailers, the manufacturers. And especially with a guy who don't even know the correct direction a hog should be facing on a flag or on a polo shirt. Or on any merchandise. Wants to argue about everything. That's not his job. His job is to make sure that their hog is used right. The hog is not used and abused. The right colors are used. And the correct lettering and fonts. Stuff like that is used. It is not his job to say, well, that hog is going the wrong way. That's not your job. Trust me, there are a lot of people on this planet a whole lot smarter than Mike Harris that knows which way the hog needs to be pointing. I don't know how Mike Harris got that job, but I can guarantee you I can name 10 people right off my head that can do that job 10 times better than him. But because he's a Jeff Long butt buddy. 914-205-5448. See, you need to call. If you want to talk Razorback sports, we are here. Trying to keep myself awake for the last 8 minutes. Maybe somebody will call in with a question or a comment. This show is not an instant classic. I'm surprised. You know, people, I've been reading the chat rooms all night. People are talking, you know, Coach Bielema needs to be fired, blah, blah, blah. Jeff Long this, Jeff Long that, Coach B this, Coach B that. So I said to them, hey, guys, let's talk about this. I give them a forum to talk about this, and then they all get quiet. Hey, there's a cricket. I heard a cricket. Did y'all hear that cricket? I don't know what to say, boys and girls. I just got a funny feeling this season is going to turn around starting this weekend. I just got a great feeling. I got a feeling that the players they're mad, and we're going to see some football. Excuse me. I may be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time, wouldn't be the last time, but I just got that feeling. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'll apologize. So anyway, that's a glance over here. No, nobody still call in, just more crickets. I'm on 405-5448. I am so disappointed. What do you think, people? Oh, I'm just sitting here just kind of flipping around looking at stuff. Crickets are kind of dominating the conversation right now. 914-055-448. What football team do you all want to talk about? You don't want to talk about Arkansas, apparently. Let's talk about some other football teams. 914-205-5448. Very impressed with the job the new Oklahoma football coach is doing. He's got them looking good, but, you know, he was part of that program for years before he got his opportunity. Didn't they say he's the youngest D1 coach going right now? So, you know, big applause to that young man. Oklahoma State looking good. They're smacking around people. By the way, Texas is back. How about that, USC? Freshman little walk-on kicker for USC. Double overtime. And boy, he just nailed it. He was just like, screw you. I am going to nail this thing. And he did. How about that for you? 3 minutes left on the show. There you come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. All right, folks. Got about 3 minutes left. La da 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 da. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Excuse me. All right, we are down to the last 90 seconds, and I promised everybody I was going to stay on the air for an hour. So, yeah, I know we've been kind of silent, but hey, I made a promise. And I'm keeping the phone lines open in case people want to call in and talk about the Razorback football program. Or any other football program, hey. All right, so I guess we're going to bug on out of here. Let everybody get some sleep. Root on your favorite team this weekend. That's all I'm going to ask out of you. Root on your favorite team and let's have some fun. So, until Sunday night, we're going to do it all over again. Maybe we'll hopefully we'll have some good stuff to talk about with Razorback football. But until then, I am the Greg Squirrel, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show, saying thank you and good night.